We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, man. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about stinky. Yep. Stinky, musty, horrible smelling. Now, this conversation comes from a TikToker who I guess ran into Little Meech and said Little Meech smells like a bag of onions. Let's hear.
Little Meech was very musty on Friday night. He had went to 6 places and he smelled like a pound of onions. I just want to know what possessed him to put on that long sleeve shirt and to be so musty like that. He was musty. I mean, the whole's been talking about he been musty for the past week. You hear me?
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Tell us about somebody that often smells. That's the question that we're asking. Now, people can have bad days. Little Meech could have a bad day. I've been there before. You forget to put deodorant on, or you just leave the gym, or you put on a shirt that you thought was washed and it wasn't washed, and you smell yourself. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, it does happen. You know, college campuses are rough. You know, a lot of times when I go speak to college campuses, those kids' underarms sometimes be humming, coming at you. I don't know what that's about. Industry functions, especially in New York in the summertime, rough.
Shut up, man.
No, I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of people work all day. Like, they be at the office or they be in the
studio
all day.
That is true. That's factual.
And then they go to, like, those 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Johns, fresh from work, humming, coming at you. And I'ma choose violence. I'ma choose violence right now.
All right, let's do it.
Okay? Some people, every now and then, in that iHeart building, be musty before breakfast.
You won't say a name?
Who wanna fight me?
You won't say a name?
Who wanna fight me?
You won't say a name? You won't say a name?
I sure won't. I want everybody to sniff under their arms right now and see if Charlamagne talking about them. Okay? All right?
Well, you know what? When I went to the White House, me and my wife got invited to the White House.
No, floor. Joe Biden was musty?
Yo, shut up, man.
No. That's crazy. Envy said Joe Biden was musty. Boy, you a wild boy.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Envy said the Bidens was musty, Joe and Jill.
I did not say
Envy
that.
Envy said you went to the White House. I'm shocked you told this story. You told me this before, but I didn't know
I didn't
if you were going to ever say this publicly.
Don't say that.
You said Joe and Jill was musty. No, you a wild boy.
I did not say that. I did say when I went to the White House, we had to take a COVID test, and it was a long line, and people were leaving work to go to the White House. They didn't go home and take a shower, and as me and my wife were on that line waiting to take our COVID test, we smelled a couple people that was a little funky, a little musty.
That's not how you told it to me.
I didn't say that. Don't make stuff up.
That President Joe Biden and the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, was musty.
That's what you told me. I did not say that. That is not true. You're a liar. Play my Joe Coy drop. You're a liar. Let's go to the phone line.
That's crazy.
Hello, who's this?
Shayla.
Hey, Shayla, good morning.
Good morning, ADZ. Hey, Charlamagne.
Peace, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you guys this morning?
We good.
Blessed, black, and highly favored.
We talk about musty friends. You got any musty friends, musty people you know? It's always musty.
Well, no, I don't have any friends that's musty, but I did go to school with a girl that her breath used to smell so bad. I'm telling you, it used to smell like chitlin juice and earbag juice or something.
Damn.
But it was horrible.
You ever talked to her about it?
Well, we were like young. We were in the fifth grade. So, I mean, we really didn't talk to her about it. I mean, I would just pray that one day, you know, it would go away. But, I mean, no, we really didn't talk to her about it.
You don't be knowing people's situation. They might can't afford toothpaste or mouthwash. You might need a root canal, can't afford that. You just never know people's situation.
Now, Mama, you said airbag juice?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, I said airbag juice. I did.
What is airbag juice?
You want some? I'll bring you some to work.
Nope.
Earbag juice is when you take your earring off and you already don't smell right, and the earring bag is smelling just like you.
That's my favorite thing to do to I do that to my wife and my daughters just as a joke. When I see them taking their earrings out, I'll be like, let me smell it back.
Yo, you are nasty.
Oh, my God. But, Charlamagne, I wanted to chime in on what you said about the young girl jumping on her phone and saying, my thing is, now that she said that and put that out there, she better not ever go around nobody spanking and busting.
That's right.
Thank you, Mama.
You ain't lying.
800.
You're welcome. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too.
I could smell the black and mild coming out that phone when she was talking.
800-585-1051. We're talking about having musty friends or musty people around you. Do you know somebody that's musty all the time? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about mustiness, stinkiness. Do you know somebody that's always musty when they're around? Now, this comes from this TikToker talking about Lil Meech. I hate the fact that we throw Lil Meech's name in there like that because he could have had a bad day.
I think it's disrespectful. And I'm going to tell you something, man. If Big Meech don't ever come around y'all ever again, I ain't mad at him. Because you see this man out somewhere, and the first thing you do is get online and talk about what this man may or may not have smelled like. That's so whack.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Mari from 717. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning. We're talking about being around somebody that's always musty. You know somebody, brother?
Yes, I have a coworker. He smells so bad, it makes your eyes about to hurt.
Damn. What they smell like?
I can't even explain it. It's like someone that just wears the same clothes and do not take a bath or a shower or even try to wash off.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine you got to work with that person for 5 days a week. And I drive truck, and we're in a truck.
Jesus.
Y'all ain't got no HR department?
Yeah, I reported them. I tried to get them off my truck. And they took them off my truck for a week and put it right back on.
Yeah, HR should be able to intervene like that, right? Because to me, things like that are almost like, I don't want to say a dress code, but if somebody came to work, you know, dressed inappropriately and they were causing a distraction at work, I think it's the same thing when somebody has an odor, right? And I think that there's a respectful way to have that conversation with a person because it could be a medical issue, you know?
But let me ask you a question. Some people, I don't want to say their religion, but their background is based off of what they smell, depending on what they cook in the crib or the fact that they use, you know, certain, you know, things, whether it's cologne or perfume or whatever it may be. So that might be different for people, too.
I don't know what you're talking about right now, sir.
I wanted to talk to him about it, but I didn't know how to set up.
Now you don't know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
I don't know how to ask him if that was the case, you know, because that's not a comfortable conversation. I want to sit there and say the man stinks, but, you know, his hygiene is real bad, but I don't know if it's religion or I don't know if he's allergic to deodorant or something, but something
got to
be done.
Well, if the HR don't work, maybe make a little joke with him. Be like, hey, man, damn, bro, you making right guard go left right now, ain't he?
You better not. Hello, who's this?
Tanya from Tampa.
Hey, Tanya from Tampa.
How are you all this morning?
Good, good, good.
Blessed.
You got a stinky person you're thinking about right now?
One of my husband's friends, when they leave the basketball court, I swear it smells like he bathed an onion three times or something.
Damn.
Well, that don't count. They got a valid reason. They just finished playing basketball.
Yeah, but that's not always the basketball, though.
I mean, yeah, the point is they just finished sweating.
It's intense though when they ball, but that's an everyday thing.
Well, hold on. So it's when they not playing ball, they smell like that too.
Yeah, he does. But when it's a basketball, it's like three times on Sundays.
That don't count. You just tell them don't come in your house after y'all just finished playing ball. Y'all stink. Stay outside.
Oh, I do that.
Oh, okay.
I do that. Okay. All right.
Well, thank you, Mama.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Some of y'all calling up is the musty one, but don't nobody want to tell you.
Let's go to one more caller. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up, man?
What's up?
What's good, Rob? What up, Charlotte, man?
What's your name,
Bill,
please?
North New Jersey, man.
North New Jersey. What up, bro?
Hello?
Yeah, you got a musty friend or somebody that you know that always stinks?
This company's base, man. I was eating a food. After all the food I had around.
Not doing this. Nope. Hang up. I don't want to play anymore. Hello, yes, who's this?
Hello, good morning. Good morning. This is Blue. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Blue.
What's up? This whole topic is really wild right now, so I'm going to keep it as clean as possible and be very careful because anybody can get canceled. But let's just say, it's a certain group of people who are always musty. And I'll give you a hint.
Oh, boy.
No, thank you. No, we don't need the hint, ma'am. Have a good day. All right.
I told you I didn't want to play no more.
We don't need the hint.
I told
Jesus Christ,
you.
Man.
I told you I didn't want to play. You want to keep playing? You want to take another call?
All right, I'm
done.
Yes. Can we take one more?
You sure?
Just about mustiness in general, please.
All right, let's try. Hello,
Jesus,
who's this?
Jesus Christ.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's your name, bro?
Thomas.
Hey, Thomas. We're talking about stinky friends or people that you know that always stink.
So, DJ Envy, first of all, good morning. Good morning to you and Uncle Shala.
Morning.
I have one that smells like puppy pee and fertilizer.
Puppy pee and fertilizer. Who?
It's one of my homeboys that I used to work with.
What's his name, man? Why do you always smell like that?
I don't know if he don't have water in the house, but he just doesn't like to wash his clothes. But my man, he claimed he get women.
Jesus, you know why I love us? We so descriptive. Mm-hmm. And we so descriptive based off things that we ain't never smelled. Airbag juice. We don't know what that really smelled like. Puppy juice. We don't know what puppy juice smells like. What the hell is puppy juice?
He said puppy
water juice.
Puppy pee and fertilizer together.
Puppy pee and fertilizer. Okay, you might have smelled some puppy pee. All right. But my point is, we're so descriptive. All right. And also my point is, I don't know how to tell somebody that they musty. You know what I mean? I feel like that if it's a woman that's musty, it takes another woman to tell them that they musty. I feel like if it's a cultural thing, then that group needs to have that conversation amongst each other. But who's going to alert the group?
I'm minding my business.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Nope. Like, you know, because I don't know why people, you know, do smell the way they do sometimes. Sometimes it might be medical reasons. Sometimes it might be cultural reasons. Some people don't like wearing deodorant because they don't like the chemicals that are in deodorant. So you just never know nowadays.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
All right, well, thank you so much. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk Jamie Foxx. Somebody tried to scam his Rolex. We'll tell you what happened when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox